This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. President Barack Obama says his Republican challenger Mitt Romney seems to be suffering from selective memory loss. The president accuses his rival of forgetting the more conservative positions he staked out earlier in the campaign, now that Governor Romney is trying to win over more moderate voters. Campaigning in Virginia yesterday, Mr. Obama offered some not-so-friendly reminders. With less than 3 weekends left before Election Day, both candidates are sharpening their attack lines. We'll get a report on the Romney campaign in a moment. First, here's NPR's Scott Horsley, who's traveling with the Obama campaign.
When Mitt Romney left the governor's office in Massachusetts, his staff removed computer hard drives and erased emails documenting his term in office. 6 years later, Governor Romney's preparing for the general presidential election, and President Obama says he's once again trying to purge the memory banks.
I think it's called Romneysia.
Campaigning in Virginia and Florida yesterday, Mr. Obama and Vice President Biden both seized on that expression to describe Governor Romney's effort to sand down the rough partisan edges of his primary persona.
If you say women should have access to contraceptive care, but you support legislation that would let your employer deny you contraceptive care, you might have a case of Romneysia.
The president's been highlighting other instances where Governor Romney's newfound appearance of moderation is at odds with his earlier statements on immigration, abortion, and tax policy.
If you come down with a case of Romneysia and you can't seem to remember the policies that are still on your website or the promises you've made over the 6 years you've been running for president, here's the good news. Obamacare covers pre-existing conditions.
The president's Virginia remarks were especially aimed at women voters. He noted that Romney has yet to take a position on the Lilly Ledbetter law, which makes it easier for women to sue if they've been victims of unfair pay.
These are family issues. These are economic issues. I want my daughters to have the same opportunities as anybody's sons.
Tracy Pekanowicz says she wants that, too. Pekanowicz was among the 9,000 people who attended the president's rally with her 6.5-year-old daughter in tow.
As a single mom, I know I get judged differently when I go into client meetings, and I hope that when my daughter is older, she will be earning the same dollar that's equal to a man's dollar.
The president contends that Governor Romney's policies are better suited to the 1950s than the 21st century. Evelyn Wilson grew up in the 50s, and she says memories of the changes since then are why she's backing Mr. Obama.
We were behind ERA, Roe v. Wade. You know, back then I was marching for myself, and now I think of my children and my grandchildren, and I want them to have all these rights we fought so hard for.
Democrats traditionally enjoy an advantage with women voters, but Governor Romney's been cutting into that lead. The size of the gender gap could help determine who wins the White House in November. And that's one factor neither candidate is likely to forget. Scott Horsley, NPR News.